This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
You want to dance? 7:09. Happy Friday morning.
You just ate that post.
I ate it hard. Got a mouthful.
Oh, I thought the beat dropped there. There we go. God, I'm trying to remember who this is.
It's a good song.
Lady called Sophie Ellis Bextor.
It's kind of sexy, fat boy. Look at you.
I would have never guessed that.
Do you know what movie this is from?
Left Behind.
God, it should be. Well, Airplane. Kirk Hammer dances in the end because he knows Hammer, he's going to heaven.
He's going to heaven, so he's dancing up the stairwell. Or stairway. It's not a stairwell.
Stairwell to heaven.
Stairwell to hell.
They're going to build a... Dude, if the stairway to heaven is not an escalator... You might not see your loved ones there.
What if the one to go into hell, though, is like a cool slide, like one of those back in the 80s where it had the rump, rump on it? And you're like, oh, my God, this isn't so bad. And then you get to the end instead of landing flat on your back and getting the breath knocked out of you.
What do you
you're
say?
Burning forever in hell.
Rump,
rump. Rump,
welcome to the cool slide to hell.
It ain't going to be like it is on South Park where it seems fun.
Well, it's going to sound like that Detroit slide. Remember that a few years ago?
Oh, God. Yeah, it came to
Spartanburg. The
metal, like the burlap sack slide in Detroit, they didn't have the angles right.
Oh. Is that that park that...
Well, everybody's just catching air and like going 7 feet in the air and going back first. I did that at a damn Myrtle Waves one time. I'd get... They had the, you know, those little, it was like a mat, like a foam mat you would use. It's almost made out of the same stuff that the pool noodles are used.
Oh, I love that.
And
it's a modal beach.
Modal waves.
Myrtle.
Oh, man.
What was the other place? There was Myrtle Waves and there was.
The one that was across from Ocean Lakes because they had go-karts too. And you could go back and forth of riding go-karts.
Was it called Toboggans?
No.
I don't remember that place.
It was over the top grand to be in Surfside. I mean, it was had some money behind it. It didn't last all that long though. I guess everybody just wanted to go to the damn pavilion.
Somebody's got to text because I swear there was a place called Toboggans. And you went down the concrete, like alpine kind of slide, but you had a rubber mat, like a blue mat.
Yeah, and those things when you were, well, see, this is the part where I can't, you can't join me on the conversation, fat boy, because you were not fat until you, like.
Later in life, like as an adult.
Married and stuff. Like, but when you're a fat kid, especially a boy, there's suction. It happens with around the, just under the nipples, the belly button certainly, and then also whatever this area is under the pecs, but on the side.
Or like where you're.
It's like love handles, but up, like on the side of your boobs.
Oh yeah.
I guess it's just side boob for a man. But anyway, when that condensation of sweat connects with that mat. It's a suction sound to the point where you almost think you ain't going to separate from it when you hit the bottom.
You're talking about going head first?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boob first.
Yeah. I mean, them damn things. God, the one we always talk about that was on White Hampton Boulevard, whatever that was called, Water World, I think it was called. Not the great movie. But that thing was made out of concrete. It'd skin you alive, but it was so much fun.
God, I found that no clip. Skin. This is the slide in Detroit that people were getting hurt on.
Oh, the humanity.
People are laughing.
It's really the Hindenburg, isn't it?
So what you don't see, there's four people going down at the same time, but they're all hitting. That's their bodies. Boom, boom.
Oh, yeah. You catch that on the back. I had that happen so many times at, like, especially at the Hardee's playground. Those metal ones. You'd catch a little bit of air, and you'd come down right flat on the back, and you'd wait. You'd come at the end of it sounding like the human beatbox going.
Oh, my God.
The slide would be hot as hell.
Mary's going to throw up that apple pie he ate just as he jumped down.
Dude, especially if you the Dairy Queen playground.
What are you rolling down on? Did they give you like a sheet of
metal?
No, you had like a
burlap.
Well, the slide, yeah, but like the water park, you had like a blue mat.
I found it. The place that I was thinking about was called Wild Water and Wheels. It was a water park / go kart park, and you paid like one fee and could. Oh yeah, that was it. The ride and slide combo. I'm having like member berries from hell right now. This is great.
Wild Water and Wheels.
Wave 104. That was the radio station. Wave one. I always thought, yeah, one day I'll move.
One day you're going to be so cool. I'll be a DJ.
I'll buy a beach house at Ocean Lakes. I'll live here. I'll be a DJ. I'll go hang out at Wild Water and Wheels and hang out with the kids that work at Ripley's, believe it or not.
Have long hair.
We'll smoke doobies on the pier.
I want to find an old picture of it. I can't find an old picture.
Oh, man. This text says they're... The mayor of Surfside says that they're going to redevelop that area. Of course they are.
To I mean, what? That's
probably everything in Greenville they turn into apartments. All of them. I mean, like apartments that are more expensive than a mortgage would be. Like, people wild, man.
I can't afford the apartments right now.
Yeah, but there's one that I know. I know somebody's office is across the street, and I was just out of curiosity. You know how you... You ever get somebody's address and you look it up on Zillow to see how much they pay for their house?
Yeah,
okay,
oh,
maybe
yeah.
Not.
Not very often.
For sure. I was sitting in dude's office. I'm like,
Zillow.
Wonder what those apartments cost. He's like, I don't know. It's not Rob either because there's no apartments across from his office. But I looked it up online and I'm like $1,900 a month, and I think it was maybe two bedrooms, but. Like
some of those places you'll get like inclusive
downtown,
trash service
yeah.
And
buy a house
concierge.
I want concierge service.
I want something to sell when you know down the road.
You want some equity.
Yeah,
there
you
go.
Equity.
There you go. Waterboggin is the name of the place. I knew it. That's
Waterboggin. I do remember that.
Yeah,
dude, they had three of them.
I remember seeing people like catch air and hit something.
Oh yeah, it's crazy the way the especially a fat human body as I formerly had. I still got it, though. I mean, I can't refer to myself
everybody
as formerly
has fat.
Fat. Yeah, I know, but like...
I'm
have any fat. That's not good.
Dude, I bought... if you don't believe me, I'll show you. I bought new underwears.
You know what size I bought?
Let me get them old ones.
Guess what size I bought? I'm not
small.
Doing... You know what?
Tiny.
I am bragging. I am. Kiss my ass if you have issues.
Tiny in the front.
Nope. No.
Small in the front.
No. All right, forget it. We're out of time. I bought size large, you dickhead.
Damn.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, I know.
Is that good?
Yeah, because I was wearing trips.
You got the three X's on there.
I know. Like the back of my underwear looked like it was porn because it had three X's on it.
I got bad news I don't want to tell you.
No.
What?
If you go to Wild Water and Wheels, it says, we regret to inform you after 30 plus years.
No.
Decided to close.
Well, yeah, that's what I just said. They're going to redevelop it. But
well,
I assumed it was closed or was closing because we were
redeveloping. It's probably been closed for years because people, insurance.
Why?
Oh.
Insurance.
Well.
People get hurt.
You know, that's a very good point because, like, I took Jasper several weeks ago to win him. You know, and they got to get better with the branding. I call it Trampoline World. I don't know which one it was. If it was Big Air, if it was Bouncy Floor Place. I don't know what it was called. But, you know, he enjoys the hell out of it. I enjoy it, too.
I do too. That's kind of fun.
But you literally are signing. They have it on a little screen. And I get it. It's insurance. You sign it with your finger on the little screen.
Yeah, that's smart.
Why don't you eat a biscuit? I heard your belly just then. You hungry? I got a banana in the backpack here. I'll give you my banana.
I'm having coffee.
Coffee enema.
Oh, that'll mess up your tummy.
No, really will. It'll wake me up and put something in there.
You'll streak up those new underwears you just bought. They'll look like Daytona in the inside.
I can't streak his underwear. I'm not that talented.
You got them like that. Appalachian Dragway.
Well, that was you who said you bought new underwear.
Yeah, I did.
I'm going to streak his underwear.
I got size large.
I thought Paige said she just bought large underwear. That was you that said that.
That was me.
That's why I was kidding.
Paige has tiny underwear.
When I said that you bought tiny underwear. This is a bad penis
I bought
joke.
Zeus's underwear. Fat Boy bought tiny Lister's underwear.
You know another reason I'm glad I'm not a woman?
Where did that freaking come from?
Okay.
I have a running list of reasons why I'm glad I'm not a woman.
I could not see you with a period.
Well, that's high up on the list.
I see more of a question mark.
But the other one is women love underwear that, like, you know, go in places underwear should not go.
Cannot ever in my – I know.
And they say it's comfortable.
Even in the front.
Well, I mean, you don't.
No.
If you put them on backwards.
I got certain underwear that's – I mean, I don't want to, like, be graphic here, but, like, split my balls real hard, like, almost separate them. Like, go in separate sides of the room, boys.
I have underwear that just covers the front. So.
That's it. Like, she loves that skimpy underwear.
That, like, would just – like, it don't make you crack itch?
Well, it's not like I'm running a marathon wearing those. I just mean
sitting on them all day. Like, well, you're sitting on a string, essentially.
I feel a little, shake your hand sideways if I pull my shorts up too far.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need, like, 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, some good Lesbo country music for you.
Is that documented?
Nope.
Dude, listen to this mess. Somebody sent this text, and if you sent it, I'm going to admit to you right now, I thought you were full of mud.
Full of mud.
I went and looked at it. Myrtle Waves is celebrating their 40th year this year.
Cool. 40?
40 years.
When's the last time you went?
Like 35 years ago. But 30? You gotta go. Probably 30 years ago? I should go and see if I... Somebody did say that... I love how you tell a story and people remember it for 10 years. I do. Like... Should go back to Ocean Lakes swimming pool and see if you can fit in the slide now.
Is that place still there, though?
Ocean Lakes?
Oh, yeah.
No, the swimming pool thing. The slide.
Oh, yeah.
Probably bigger now.
Yeah.
Okay. Slide's probably memorialized.
They probably get a whole water park in Ocean Lakes now. But yeah, Myrtle Way's been there for 40 years. And I go to their website, and you can buy a season pass for only $240.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, but that's April, May, you got to live there for that to pay off and be.
It's like 5 months worth of like actual good use.
Yeah, but are you
going
to go?
Just getting a hotel room and getting.
No, I think this is for probably people who live there. Unless you go to the beach several times a year, but still, like if you got three kids, that's 750 bucks. God.
But if you live there, like you don't want to go out much, right? It's just got to be
impossible. People who live there say it's awful. They say they hate living there. I know two people that, well, one lives in Cherry Grove, and the other one lives in whatever the area just between beneath Myrtle's Inlet is.
But you hear people say Georgetown. That they want to sell all their things and go move to the beach, but it's not Myrtle.
They want to move here. We want to move there.
Yeah.
It's like grass is greener.
I don't want to move
The sand there. Is browner.
I want a tiny house on the beach, so if... I leave here, I can just go
stay. If I had a house on the beach, I'd never see it because I'd sell that sucker
instantly. Stay in my tiny house.
Yeah, the home insurance would be very expensive. Let's let's take some phone calls because as we alerted you earlier, this will be your only time to actually have the experience to call in. It's an experience. Everything's an experience now. Come to dinner down here at blank blank. It's more than dinner. It's an experience. Like
blank,
what?
Blank, blank.
That sounds expensive. This is free, 1-800-774-0093. Is this the manager of Myrtle Waves on hold? Who is it?
No, it's Anonymous. It was supposed to be on yesterday.
Oh, Anonymous who hung up at the last minute. Is that you from yesterday?
Yes. Oh, yes.
I cussed you yesterday.
You did.
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You did. I got scared and hung up, so I apologize for
that. We're all friends here. Oh, we really are.
Don't be scared.
This is a safe place.
Yeah.
Safe space.
Now, if you scare me, I'm going to have Fatboy disconnect the call, okay?
I'll do it.
And by the way, I listen to y'all every morning on the way home from work, so y'all keep me awake on the way home.
Thank you, Anonymous.
Oh, we got a third shifter on the line.
Maybe we ask the industry in which you work.
I'd rather not say.
Are you an entertainer of sorts?
No. Okay. No, definitely not.
Okay.
Oh, she'll say that. But.
Okay. Okay. CO? All right, so listen, let's get to the point here.
Maybe she works with people of a certain age who all live at the same place.
Oh, Lord.
That's my guess.
Do you work at an orphanage?
No.
Is this Connie Maxwell herself calling in right now? All right, let's get to this. What did you call about yesterday and you got nervous and hung up?
I called yesterday about the lady that was saying that she didn't have to have a man and that the man that she had been dating or married to kind of like broke her of, you know, wanting another man.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about Edith from Chattanooga, I believe.
The truck driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That lot ain't ever going to change, is it?
we hear the blinker.
All right.
I'm sorry. No,
no, don't apologize. You're very meek and mild and timid. Don't be. You good? You know, it's just the sounds.
I'm like that because of what I went through in my marriage. I was married for over 20 years to a narcissist. Hmm. He controlled everything. He controlled everything. He had every bill in his name. He had total control of all the money. And he was verbally abusive and otherwise.
So was he giving you like an allowance? Like, was he giving you any money at all?
Or did he allow you to like leave the house without him?
He would allow me to go to the store and, you know, go to places, but no, I was not to spend money.
He's long gone though, right? Like, we didn't want to get you.
He is long gone. Okay, he is. It took me over 20 years to finally get the courage to leave. Okay. I got my, and I had started to leave. I was a stay-at-home mom for 20 years. I got my very first car in my name, because all the other cars were in his name. And if he got mad at me, he would take the keys and not let me leave.
My God.
So was that hard to do, because late in life you probably didn't have any credit or?
Yeah.
Well, you're exactly right, because it keeps the woman contained, where she's like, well, I can't make it without him. I don't even have credit, and I'm, you know, whatever age she was. Yeah, absolutely. Damn.
I mean, he used to tell me that, you know, and I'd say, well, I'm your wife. And he'd look at me and he goes, you're not my wife. You're just somebody I'm married to.
Oh, God.
So,
wow. So,
I am way better off.
Yeah,
I got
of
my divorce.
Are.
I got my divorce this year.
Good for you.
Congratulations. Paige, invite her to Camp Cougar.
Come to Camp Cougar. It's really not what you think. We just have fun.
Yeah. They invite a 19-year-old Puerto Rican boy, and they have their way with him all weekend.
We just have a good time.
Look, I'm glad he did it.
Oh, he turned 21. She just said.
Like, how did you get him to agree to a divorce?
We had it. Got violent, and I left. I took half of everything. I called my lawyer, and I was like, "But I've been a stay-at-home mom." He said, "It doesn't matter. Half of that house is yours."
Yeah.
Especially after half that.
Half of everything in that house is yours. So he went.
That's a weird looking TV you got now. Yeah, it's half of one.
He left. Yeah, he left to go on vacation, and I had movers come in. I had them pack everything. I had an apartment of my own, and I left and never looked back.
Wow.
Good, because you know, not a whole lot of people actually get out and leave. Nope. So.
And you'll find when you're with people that are healthy and not narcissistic, and you'll be so much better.
Yeah.
And
I'm so much better, and I'm in a healthy place now. Yeah. I'm still very, you know, scared and meek and, but I'm learning. So for me to make this phone call is a big step.
Good.
I'm proud of you.
And that's kind of why I hung up yesterday, because I got scared. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I've said this before. I recognize, like, I don't get it, because it's us, but like people say, oh, it's intimidating to call in there, you know, and I don't understand that, but I appreciate it in a sense. And hey, I could tell that with you at the beginning. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you're very like standoffish or whatever, but don't
I'm
be
not,
a puss,
I'm not,
Anonymous.
You're not.
I'm not standoffish. It's just
timid.
I'm very timid and very shy.
Yeah. And plus, you were in a situation where you had children and you depended on someone, and he knew how to control you. So, so you had to play the game to keep your kids fed. So I know.
Yeah.
And you're better off. So I want you to call in all the time and tell us how you're doing.
Well, within reason.
Thank you. I got my very first job, and when I started working there, they said Anonymous talks to the floor.
You almost said your real name.
Yeah, I almost said my real name.
Yeah, yeah.
But they said they.
You wouldn't look them in the eye.
No.
Yeah.
I would not. Yeah. I talked to the floor. I didn't ever look up. Now I don't ever shut up.
You know, I picked up on that toward the end.
Did you tell me yesterday that I might have heard it wrong, but he ended up having so much debt, your ex-husband?
Yes. Oh, wow. I walked away with just my last name. and he walked away with over $250,000 in debt.
Nah. What about the kids, because, though? Like, that work out? I'm being nosy now, but...
No, they chose his side. I've made amends, you know, I try to have a relationship with them, but it's hard.
That breaks my heart. How many? Three? Four?
Three.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
But, you know, he
manipulated them just like he did you.
Yeah.
I am so sorry for you. I mean it from my heart. I am so sorry for you.
I'm more sorry than he is.
Not true. He's got his fingers crossed.
He is a total narcissist, and he will get his in the end anyway.
Well, they always do, because they never become anything. They just tear people down.
Sure, Paige will be in touch with you, Autonomous, to set up a visit to Camp Cougar, okay?
Come on.
What is Camp Cougar?
It's Paige's lake house.
It's like a big Lesbo fest.
They just drink wine and paint and bring in a male stripper.
My bridesmaids from way back, my best friends.
They rub privates together.
We do not. We just sit and relax.
They measure boobs. And
well, we all can.
Hey, for real, though, God bless you, and everything will work out, okay? I mean it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate it, and I love y'all's show.
Thank you. We love yours. Have a good morning.
Thank you, Anonymous.
All right. Take care.
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
bye-bye. Oh, man, that breaks my heart. It
happens more than you think.
I guess, like, they chose him. And she didn't let it stop her, though.
20 years she put up with that.
I tell you what, not to, like, you know, there was a situation with, an older lady that me and someone knew, and she kind of broke down to us and told us it's kind of the same way. She was being manipulated. He'd take her paycheck and then give her essentially an allowance and all this stuff. Jeez. And just forbode her. Is it forbode? She was forbidden to go anywhere without his permission, all this stuff. So I'll tell you, it was Grace's mom that was there with me. And this woman was telling my daughter's mom and I this. And I was like, I will freaking go over there and move you out of that house if you want to leave. And she was like, no, that's not a good idea. I was like,
you're like, thank God, okay.
No, I was like, no, ma'am. Because I felt like there was physical abuse, but she didn't mention it.
Oh, okay.
Because she's such a sweetheart of a lady. And so she pretended she was sick that day, didn't go to work. He went to work, and me and my baby mama went over there and
packed her
cleaned
up.
Her house out with, like, in like an hour.
I did that.
I mean, we just whoa through there, and I was like, God,
you got to take that opportunity.
Hell yeah!
I
knew felt good about that
in my situation, because I didn't get up and make him breakfast. That, and he started breaking things and pushing me around.
Oh, it'd be tough to live with you.
Well,
because I didn't make him breakfast.
I'm kidding.
You ever stop those sloppy, slimy eggs?
No.
You put a butcher knife to your neck.
I wasn't feeling good, and I said, just give me an hour, and I will make you breakfast. I'll get up and make you breakfast. And when I started, it was too late, and he started, like, screaming at me. And so I called my mom, and my mom said, well, you know, now it's your furniture. Next time it's going to be you. And if you want to leave,
he's sitting on? What does she mean? He's going to sit on you next time?
He's probably going to start hitting me, because he's pushed me around. And so I packed up and left all my things and moved out the next day and never went back.
Good.
And then when I moved here, he drove all the way across the country to ask me to come back.
That's dedication.
That's a waste of gas. Don't you agree?
And then he slept with my best friend.
He called you.
Well, he was here.
But you guys are still cool, right?
I don't ever talk to him after sleeping with the girl here. I'm done.
Oh, that's what broke the camel's back.
No, I mean, there was many things that broke the camel's back, but he was the biggest narcissist and got violent because I didn't, you know, bow down and make him breakfast like I usually
do. You had a pet camel?
Well, I hope you learned your lesson.
Oh, that was a
smoking
reference.
I moved out. I left everything.
She did, like a thief of the night. Paige?
I moved the next day.
Thank you for that testimony.
I know.
I'm serious.
I'm just trying to relate.
We've talked
to
about
these
that.
People.
You've been through hell before, too. We all have. Fat boys had a very comforted, shielded life.
How did you get a saint? I just want to know.
How did you get this woman that stuck with you, and you stuck with her for 20 plus years, and just it's all intact?
She's beautiful, smart.
I'm good at guarding the door. I don't let you escape.
Is it the same thing? Is she going to text in and say, you won't let me leave?
I've been trapped. I'm stuck.
All right. For real, though, Anonymous, God bless you. Paige, Bless you as well if you sneeze in the future. What's up in the plex?
Oh, I'm going to tell you Betty White's secret to longevity.
Well, she's dead.
I know, like nothing now.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, how's
it? Hi.
What'd you say? Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. Well, Betty White lived to be 99, so I think she knows a little something about life, even though you said she passed. That's true, but...
I verified it.
Her secret to longevity included... something that I really like.
I like the way you say that with such bouginess. Longevity.
Well, get this. Included chocolate cake for breakfast. Now, I would be down with that. Although, my trainer might have some other thing to say about that. But
sugars.
She lived to be, 99, but she credited her longevity to her positive attitude and junk food. Betty reported.
Why is this coming out now? Like, did she write a book or something in her posthumous, not posthumously, but released? Like, where did this newfound information
come
from?
Well, because someone who is in White Lotus and that program is very
popular. I'm sick of hearing about the show. I've never watched, but apparently I am the only person in the world that does.
This season was not good.
This season was very depressing, and I stopped watching it because it made me feel bad. I don't need to watch something.
I know Walt Goggins is in it. That's all I know.
This makes me feel bad.
He was good. Carrie Coon naked a lot. That was good, but that was about it.
Mm. Well, anyways, so Betty reportedly ate a hot dog every day.
Oh, no.
She also loved her vodka.
Clearly, she didn't convert.
Oh, hot dog and vodka? Oh, yeah, that kind of sounds like a good combo. Oh, a hot dog shooter.
That was a Limp Bizkit album.
Hot dog and vodka.
I think it was.
And water?
What
put
is
a,
it?
Put a Vienna sausage into a shooter.
Vienna sausage flavored water is what it was called.
Oh,
you're
gosh.
Right. Hot dogs.
Oh, a wiener shooter.
Wiener shooter. God. I wonder if they have those.
They're going to make them. I got multiple shot glasses I can use. That would be perfect for it.
Oh, put those taller ones?
Yeah. Is that what you said?
Yeah. You put a Vienna sausage in it and put some vodka in it.
Oh.
A little wiener shooter.
I don't know if you're describing a punishment or what you're going to do this weekend.
this weekend.
Some vodka.
Catch me by 12 o'clock.
How about that?
Well, I'm shooting them winners today.
All right.
Shooting them winnies.
12 o'clock. 11.
I think it might be better if you have, like, tequila with a weenie.
Oh, well, I guess you can use whatever, right? Like, if you need some Rumple Mints or some Grandma.
Yeah.
God.
some Schlag.
Your breath and farts, fat boy.
Yeah, I haven't even started drinking yet.
Oh, boy. All right.
He wakes up with sour belches.
Does he?
Sour belches.
You might have acid reflux. All right, so Megan Fahey from White Lotus worked with Betty on this film that came out in a Hallmark movie called The Lost Valentine, and she says Betty would eat chocolate cake for breakfast.
Okay, so this is one of those secondhand stories. Yeah. So this has now turned in. She attributes this to her longevity.
Yeah,
but she told this one girl that she eats chocolate cake every morning, or she observed that, and now this is going. It's like those Andre the Giant stories.
Yeah, like
you find out half of them are bullcrap.
Is that a code? Because back in the day, JR, you know, his code for weed was chocolate cake.
Or I thought cake was also for Coke.
She also mentioned the vodka.
When you go to America, don't order a cola or a Coke.
That Betty was very professional on set. And, you know, I don't know if she had wiener shots, but that'd be fun.
He said every time he would play cards with the Junkyard Dog, he'd have to have a lot of change on hand because Dog would like to go to the vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
And Cowboy kept calling him Junk Food Dog.
Junk Food Dog.
Yep.
I remember that.
Are you a sniffer? I'm not even going to ask that question because I'm going to tell you.
I stay away from the swings, buddy.
Swings. There's leather. It looks like a half of a Hulk Hogan bodybuilding belt.
If you are a sniffer.
You remember those?
Yep.
And you can't help. You can't resist putting things up to
like
your nose.
Like the first layer of a tire.
And smelling. Like if you're at the refrigerator and someone puts something in your face and says, does this smell okay? You should always say no.
Or if you fart in somebody's Pringles and then hand it to them real quick.
Don't sniff the jug of milk. Just throw it away if it's past the date.
But that's the natural thing. You don't smell the milk.
Matthew, you smell this buttermilk.
If it's March and it's April, you know it's not going to smell good. Come on. Everybody does that to you. It's like, no. All right. Well.
I love the thing we used to always do to people where it's like, you smell what, cookies or something? And you just farted. Because everybody's like, they're all taking a hit of that cookie.
Just like when you get them to crack your back. Like, hey, come
all
here.
That.
Bottom cookie.
Hey, will you grab my wrist behind my back and pull real hard?
Well, the reason why I brought up sniffing.
I'm choking. Give me the high. I'm like, uh-uh, I just farted on you.
This is going to keep you from sniffing.
Pull your finger.
A guy in China showed up at the ER with a fungal infection in his lungs. What did he sniff? Hand sanitizer. No,
oh, my God, no.
Just kidding.
Because this only has 70% alcohol. We need like a 99.
Just kidding. It turned out
your beer.
That he got this fungal infection from sniffing his own smelly socks after work. So you don't, you know, if you suspect that your feet are going to stink and you've been on your feet, just throw them in the
If you suspect, you know. you don't need the confirmation.
You don't need to smell
also,
your underwear.
Was this guy like just taking a whiff, or was he like sitting there like, you know, taking a hit of them socks?
Well, I don't know how much it is, but this is a middle-aged man in central China. He showed up at the hospital with a bad cough that wouldn't go away. And they said he tried cough syrup, but it didn't help. He also had bloodshot eyes. Maybe he had conjunctivitis that he caught, because that's a fungal infection.
Is it? They don't call it pink eye?
That's when you fart on somebody's pillow.
And you can get it from poo, not washing your hands, and you can get it from other
water sports.
So they did some scans and found out that he had a mass in his lower right lung, but it wasn't cancer, praise Jesus.
Yeah, but how can they say it specifically from his socks?
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
is that just a guess, maybe?
Maybe on the questionnaire, he's like, why are you here today?
Does he have athlete's
lung
now?
Well, if he's got it in his lungs and he sniffed his socks, that would make sense if they asked him if you've been smelling something, and he says, well, I smell my socks.
That seems, I mean, again, I'm no scientist, but that seems kind of whack. That's a fetish for some people,
hot chicks with smelly feet.
That he'd gotten into the habit of smelling his socks after work, right before he tossed them in the laundry.
In the laundry. I mean, laundry, damn.
Yeah.
That's a way to go right there.
And they tested his socks and found the same fungus that he had in his lungs.
Oh, okay.
So it is
true. Did he set up an account on Go Smell Me yet? It's money rolling in.
So what are we learning from this fat boy?
That Matt's got don't go to China. Jokes on Fridays.
What did we learn here? Don't sniff your dirty socks. You know they're dirty. You know they're going to smell bad. Don't repeat it.
Well, maybe with these tariffs, we'll keep those stinky Chinese socks away. Huh?
Were these socks created in a lab to kill us?
Yeah. Was it from Wombat or wherever?
No.
What was it called?
But I mean, if you're on your feet and Wooing. Sweating.
A Roomba.
And maybe
that's
you,
my vacuum, Matthew.
Maybe you yeah. take your shoes off when you walk around in your socks. Put them in your shoes.
Yeah, but that like over you know, like Asia and stuff, they take off their shoes.
Yeah, very, very smart.
And
yeah,
and then you put them
Korean
up,
as well
up to your face. You may have picked up a fungus from the bathroom.
So
from
what
the
about people that like sniff panties? You know, and like, I mean that.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, I know.
Or
so
it
should
be
even
worse.
You can't do that on like eBay and stuff anymore, right? You can't sell used
I don't think so.
Underwear and socks and stuff.
Now, people do it. I don't know how they get away with it, but they do it.
It's kind of the way you'd sell Clemson, Carolina tickets. They were so strict in the 80s and 90s yeah. about going over face value. So you'd say, I got this can of Busch Light that I'll sell you for $300. And you get these free football tickets with it.
Who am I? You might pay me like, to drink it, but I see what you're doing.
Redneck ingenuity right
now,
there.
Now, when I was sick a while back and I got my little lung infection, it was from the vid. It wasn't from smelling something, but it was
which
very
vid?
Co.
Oh.
Co.
Wow. Thought you were, didn't want to use
but it was,
the EO on the end.
But it hurt really bad because mine was in my left lung.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what this feels like.
What about porn stars? You know, sometimes when you're eating or drinking something, it just goes down the wrong way.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Paige.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was walking right up the line and not really stepping over it, just kind of hovering about. That was fun. Fat boy, you've said that that we have this angry guy that's he's a southerner. And he's talking crap about northerners and Yankee types. Any of us have the heat?
Dude, that's a great question. And nope.
Oh,
no heat. Actually, one of us might have heat.
Oh, see, I
just over a mispronounced
just constructive word. Criticism.
Oh, it's always me. It's always me.
Just over something mispronounced, and it got somebody riled up.
Oh, they're calling about the anonymous lady called in a minute ago and said she was autonomous.
No, not that. Right. That's pretty quick though. That'd be a quick return.
That'd be a quick one. You already added it and everything. All right, we'll get in the FOF line next. 864-241-4318.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.